Wow, what a stop there. They give it to their hottest running back, Allen Raband. Everybody in the stadium knew what was coming, and Sandusky gambled that it was going to be him. They gambled correctly and was able to stop that play at the one-yard line. No gain on the play. Let's see what the officials call.
No word yet on what the flag is called here. And it's a personal foul. Unsportsmanlike conduct, and the player is ejected. So obviously a little extracurricular activities at the end of that ball game.
Guess who that player was? It certainly right now. Is it Allen Raband?
It almost looks that way. He ran off and took his helmet off on the sidelines. So as the officials discuss this one with the officials or the coaching staff, a 15-yard penalty from the 1-yard line puts Sandusky at the 16-yard line to start this one.
Wow, that's a huge penalty in two different aspects of this game. Number one, the most productive running back on either team, Allen Raband, no longer going to be a part of this game. And the second part is the USA, if they turn it over in the 1-yard line, Sandusky's still got to play from their own end zone. That penalty puts them all the way down at about the 15.5, maybe 16-yard line. And now that's just that much shorter work that Sandusky's got to do here with a minute and a half to go in the fourth quarter. And now the home team has a chance to win this game.
22-22, 1:26 left in regulation. Sandusky first and 10 from their own 16-yard line. Left, right, across your radio. Black jerseys, red stripes, red numbers, black helmets. Campbell under center. Going to keep this for himself. Running around the right side. Here comes USA in pursuit, and he forces him out of bounds. That'd be number 4, Chase Suber. Runs him out of bounds for a 1-yard gain at the... They're going to say he ran out of bounds at the 17-yard line. 1-yard gain, clock stops with 1 minute 18 seconds on it. 22-22.
I like the play call for Sandusky. Won't be surprised if they continue to go away from the run up the middle, Clark, and go to the outside so they can use the sideline to stop the clock when necessary. USA has to be aware of it, and we'll see if Sandusky decides to even throw the football a couple times here, Clark. I know it's a tie game, and they're not going to act like they're behind, but if they want to win this game, it's going to take a big play to get them into Patriot territory.
1:18 remains. Tied at 22-22. It was 16-0 Sandusky to start this ball game. Wing T to the right, and it's a handoff for Sandusky, and he's out to about the 20-yard line. That'd be number 28, I do believe, Braxton Washi. And he gets out to about the 21-yard line. 1 minute remains in regulation. Third down. 6 yards to go for Sandusky.
Cooper Caulfield making the tackle and leading the charge for that Patriot defense from that middle linebacker position, coming all the way across the field to make that big hit. And it looks like Sandusky here not in big hurry with 45 seconds to go in the game. Unless they break a big run here, we may see some free football here, Clark.
As they hand off to number 25, Brian Ross, coming around the left side. He has lead blockers. He's to the 30. He has a first down, and USA brings him down to the 33-yard line. Number 50, Miles Geiger on the defensive line, runs him down and stops the clock momentarily with 31 seconds left. They are now at the 33-yard line, a 12-yard run for Brian Ross.
Big play there, number 25, Brian Ross, getting to that far sideline. Only thing I wish he'd have done differently is use the sideline to his advantage. He just kind of had to cut back into the field instead of taking the sideline when he had the chance to save that timeout. But nonetheless, a big gain and a new set of downs for Sandusky. But they're still at their own 34-yard line. Still not likely we'll see any antics that could cost Sandusky the game. But we'll see what Coach Jacobson does.
Well, this ball game is going to have a little bit different outlook, especially if this does go into extra innings here, with Allen Raband ejected from the game because of unsportsmanlike conduct. USA's primary offense came from Allen Raband, number 30, as Raband ends up the game 25 carries, 132 yards, and one touchdown. So you take Allen Raband out of the mix. Of the 266 yards rushing, 132 of those are Allen Raband.
Absolutely. Josh Lang is going to have a bigger role in this offense. Pretty quiet today, other than the touchdown he scored. But when it comes to between the 20s, he's been pretty quiet. So expect him and even Micah Kramer to keep the ball a little bit more, Clark.
First and 10 for Sandusky. 31 seconds remain in regulation. Sandusky has the ball at their own 34-yard line. Wing T to the right, working just inside the left hash. Campbell is under center, two men in the backfield. The looking back play action pass coming downfield at the midfield, and it's caught, and it's incomplete. Brian Ross had it in his hands at the 47-yard line of USA, and he hadn't heard footsteps. He could not bring it in. Falls incomplete, and the clock stops with 25 seconds left. Nice play action pass. Nice play call from Craig Jacobson and the Redskins. And now brings up a second down and 10.
I like it. It's a ball that Brian Ross should have caught, but you're absolutely right. He got turned around a little bit, kind of lost his balance trying to find that football. And he heard footsteps. That was Josh Lang ready to deliver a big hit. But in the meantime, the ball hits the turf casually. And now 25 seconds left to go in this game. Sandusky still has the football, but a big gain there. It slips through their fingers. We'll see what play number two is here after that timeout.
25 seconds remain. Wing T to the left. And it's a handoff coming around the right side. And Sandusky has room to run. He's at the 45. That'd be number 28, Braxton Washi. He's across midfield, still on his feet, and he's dragging four white jerseys with him. And finally brought down at the 46-yard line by Hunter Bone out of the secondary. Move the chains for Sandusky. And it is across midfield. Move the chains. Stops the clock at 13 seconds. And we have a timeout called by Sandusky. I believe that is their last of this second half.
And a great run there by Washi. Cost Sandusky their last timeout potentially, but it gives them a chance now in Patriot territory. 46 yards to pay dirt. We've seen some late game heroics here before, Clark. It wasn't that many years ago when a big play pass won the football game for Sandusky. But they, with 13 seconds left, they can use the sideline to their advantage, guys. This is an opportunity for them to not try to hit a home run from 45 yards, but hit a double, so to speak. See if they can't get 15 yards on a pass play, a screen pass, a pitch and run to the outside, and try to use the sideline to get 5, 10, 15 more yards. And then if you have the opportunity to, maybe heave one into the end zone and see if you can't steal this game here at home.
For those just joining us, it's 22-22. 13 seconds remain in regulation. Sandusky has the ball at the USA 46-yard line. It's a first and 10 situation, and they send a receiver wide each way. Campbell is under center with split backs. Looking back to pass, staying in the pocket. Now he's going to have to roll, and USA sacks him. And that will complete the first half. Or excuse me, as they're going to try and spike this one. 1 second, 0 seconds, and they cannot get the playoff. And we have met and came to the end of regulation with a tie ball game at 22 apiece. We're going to be going in some free play with some extra innings.
What a sack there. Blake Ryerson, the senior for the Patriots, makes a big sack to bring the end of this game at a tie. We're going to see overtime.
We have not seen overtime in a number of years, Dave, actually, in our broadcast. So we will, let's see, for high school football, they get the ball at the 35-yard line. First down, 10 to go for each team. New coin toss. Whoever gets to decides, really, honestly, who gets to go first or second. The first team scores a field goal. The second team then has an opportunity to make it into the end zone. Game would be over, or if they make a field goal, they go on to a second overtime. Starts at the 35-yard line, so you think, do the math. You have a few opportunities to get new set of downs on your way. And whoever loses the coin toss then gets to select what end zone they go for.
So they've incorporated the college rule, so to speak, for the most part. They've copied that, brought it into the high school game. And that's what we're going to see here very shortly, as it looks like the officials are talking with Sandusky right now.
So the officials are working this one out with Craig Jacobson, also with Josh Hahn. 22-22 after four quarters of play. At the end of the first quarter, it was 8-0, but 8 seconds into the second quarter, Sandusky scored for the second time of the night, made it 16-0. USA, 7 minutes later, scored to make it 16-6, and that's how we got to halftime. The first three possessions of the second half all resulted in touchdowns, two for USA, one for Sandusky, followed by a turnover of downs for each team. Mind you, how we got to this point, USA was stopped at the Sandusky 1 yard line on fourth down. That play saw Alan Raban ejected from the game for unsportsmanlike conduct. Sandusky then had a minute 26 to play to march from their own 16-yard line. They got to the 40-yard line of USA, and that's where Time expired in the fourth.